Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 6:18, sunny and 82 today.
And I would like
a little cloudy here in the studio.
I would like to be the one who tells the story of what happened because
go for it.
I think you're
the one still thinking about it.
No, that's not the case. I wouldn't have thought about it if you weren't being a little douchey since I walked in the door.
I think you're misinterpreting
things. No, I'm not misinterpreting anything because Roger's right along for the ride. So
right,
listen,
let's hear it.
So yesterday our intern comes in with a works at a, it's our last day, mm-hmm. and she comes in. She works at a bakery.
Yeah, Kings Park Bake Shop.
She comes in with a box of donuts
mm-hmm.
and bakery donuts, right? So she opens it up. Brett has the box in front of him, and he asks what this donut is. And then says, what's this? And she says, I think it's like a vanilla Boston cream.
Yeah.
And I says, what's this one? And I'm standing right there. And she goes, that's peanut butter and jelly. I reach in. And
reach
I take,
in front of me after I asked about it.
Yeah, but you asked about one donut. You
I
passed.
Didn't say yes
didn't
or no.
You,
I didn't say yes or no you, whether I wanted it.
You passed on the first one. Why do I have to wait for what you want?
I'm asking the question. I said, what donut is this? She said, peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
There's
but
JP.
I grabbed it.
I'm right in front of the box. You were not in front of the box.
I was right next to you.
You were next to me, not in front of the box. And I'm asking the question. So, if you wanted it, you should have said, oh, that looks good. Do you want to split it?
Why do I have to say, oh, that
I'm
looks good before
question.
I grab it?
That's why.
So, but let me ask you this question. When I grabbed the donut and you were like, you son of a bitch. And I said, oh, you want it? You said no. Like my wife would do. No.
Well, of course I wanted it, but you grabbed it.
No, why of course did you want it? You didn't say
you
wanted
it. You grabbed it.
Yes, because
I didn't have time to say yes or no. And you're making...
Why do you
being,
get first choice at the donuts?
I was asking the question. You're making me out to be the bad guy.
I'm not
here.
Making you out to be the bad guy. I'm making you out to
thinking,
be somebody who's overreacting.
I'm not overreacting.
You are.
You're the one still thinking about it almost 24 hours later.
Not,
I wasn't thinking about
Brett,
it.
Brett, I'm telling you, I don't
it.
Sit here and think about the donuts. I thought about
you
it.
Did. You did.
Holy
it
Jesus. The only reason I brought it up mm-hmm. is because since I walked throughout the end of the day yesterday, through the Tampa show, and then again this morning, it's been nothing but short, bitchy answers from you.
I think you're...
If I'm telling the truth.
I think you're not telling the truth.
I am telling the truth.
A little bit.
I am telling the truth because when Roger and I spoke about it after the Tampa show, I'm like, you sensing a little something, Roger's like, yeah,
I was
a little
quiet,
something.
But I don't know if it goes that far. Short, bitchy answers, but I thought he was a little quiet.
So,
yes.
But
I don't know if it was about the donut.
But
it was
again,
hours later.
I offered you the donut.
After you grabbed it, after I asked about it.
Where do you think my fingers were? On my ass?
I don't know.
No.
What do you think? Were they in the sanitized jar?
No. Stop it. So your fingers were any cleaner than mine?
They're not. That's why I was I had a pen in my hand.
I offered
and
you
I was
the
hovering
donut.
The pen over the donut, trying to be, just in case somebody wants it. And I wanted it too.
But
you wouldn't have known because it was in your mouth already.
No, it wasn't. See, that's where I knew the story was going to go. That's not what happened. I pulled it up. As soon as you expressed interest in the donut, I said, oh, do you want this? And you said,
after
no.
After you grabbed it right in front of
what
me.
What does it matter? I still offered it to you so
yet.
You can have
that's
it.
True.
It wasn't in my mouth. Yeah. I didn't lick it or sneeze on
How
it.
How about... look, I'm trying to, this is like the situation yesterday with the zoo. I let 100 people through, and then one person misinterprets it that we're cutting the line, and so I did the right thing, and I'm getting in trouble. So yesterday, I'm being conscientious and trying to...
You're not getting in trouble.
Well, I'm being attacked
you're
here.
You're in a controversy.
You're not being attacked.
I'm being attacked.
No, you're not being attacked.
I am.
I just wanted to be out there because I think you're upset about something. I offered you the donut back. You chose not to take it.
Correct.
So I ate it.
Because you grabbed
and
it.
And it was a great goddamn
I'm
donut.
I'm sure it was a great donut because she said it's their bestseller.
As a matter of fact, I wish we had the name of the bakery
Kings
in front
Park
of it.
Bake Shop.
It's in King. Is that what the name
Kings
of it
Park
is?
Bake Shop, yeah.
Go try the peanut butter and jelly donut. Yo. It's to die for.
It is.
And she said it's their bestseller.
Yeah.
All but I wouldn't know.
All the other donuts were good too, by the way.
She didn't say it was their bestseller until I picked it up and I offered it back to you.
Right.
I did.
And the best part was halfway through with the jelly like oozing out of it halfway through, JP taking a whole bunch of bites.
I'm going to eat half.
You want to eat half?
I'm going to eat half.
Which, of course, you don't want to give it up, really, but you're offering it just in case.
But I was. But I offered it before I ate it, and then I offered it after.
While you're eating it.
Right.
All you had to do is that what, do you want that? I would have split it with you in 2 seconds.
But
no
I
questions
offered
asked.
It to you.
After you grabbed it, after
what?
I asked about it.
So what, though?
See, Ted, this
so
is what
what?
I deal with in this room over here. This is why you're happy to have your own referee. Studio.
Yeah, absolutely. If I still offered it to you, I offered it to you because you seemed like you wanted it, and I would have gave it to you.
Then you should have let me have it if you thought all these things prior to you grabbing it.
Sorry, my hand-eye reflexes are stellar these days. I don't know what to tell you.
It has nothing to do with reflexes.
She said peanut butter and jelly. I go, oh, that sounds good, so I grab it.
It has to do with being a conscientious person and you're not being conscientious.
Yeah, I know. I'm a horrible human being. I know.
You guys have heard both sides of this story.
I don't ever put anybody in front of myself.
We'll see what you guys have to say next. 631-955-WBAB. The phones are already packed. It's a great donuts controversy at 6:23 in the morning. Here's Ted.
Sunrise Highway eastbound into the Hamptons. We got lots of heavy traffic building over the Shinnecock.
6:26, Roger JP on BAB. The great donut controversy is kind of what it's become since yesterday, 24 hours ago. Kings Park Bake Shop donuts were here from our intern. Very nice that Brianna brought them in for us. Brett was asking about a peanut butter and jelly donut, what kind it was. She told him. JP grabbed for it because he wanted it.
He didn't at that point when I grabbed in. He did not yet
say
I didn't have the time to do it. That's how quick it was.
Because
that's peanut butter and jelly, and then you grab it.
Listen, kids,
I have lightning reflexes.
I have to explain it. People have to understand exactly the salient point here of who's in the right and the wrong. Brett had asked about it. JP grabbed it before Brett could say, "Oh, okay, I'll take that one." And so Brett is like, "I would have taken that one." JP did, however, after he grabbed it, offer it to Brett. So there you go, Steve. What do you think?
Sounds like Brett's being a little bit of a bitch because you did take it, but you did offer it back. And,
back.
You know, he should have said, yeah, I want it right now.
I'm not being a bitch. I asked
a question. Like just a little bit. I mean,
see, that's the problem with this situation is that I did the right thing and I'm being accused of being called a bitch. That's my problem. I'm literally standing in front of them and I didn't bring this up. JP brought this up. He's still thinking about it 24 hours later.
No,
I'm done with
that's
this story.
Not, no, the reason you know exactly why I brought it up
with the one word with the one
because
word
I was answer, because I didn't have
chance. There's gotta be a reason for it.
You had the same chance I did.
Right.
You chose
and
to
I asked
ask,
the question.
You chose to then ask questions about other donuts in the
no,
box.
No, that was the last one, and then you grabbed it.
And I offered
right
it to
in
you.
Front of me.
I offered
after
it
you
to you.
After you grabbed it.
So
after
what?
You grabbed it.
So what? When it was? I
okay,
offered
fine. You're right. You're right. What do you want me to say? You're right.
That I'm right. That's it. Conversation's
you're right.
over.
You're absolutely
Steve.
Right.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
You were lightning quick going for that donut.
You know what it is?
But then is that, are you guys on the side of you snooze, you lose?
You know
if
what it
if
is?
Ted did this to you, you would be in my exact position.
What, it did what to you?
Did the exact
you
same situation.
If
you asked a question and then Ted grabbed it.
If I wanted it, I would have said, give it to me.
How would you know?
If he offered
how would you know if it was that in the same situation?
If he offered it back to me, I'd have been like, yeah. And I
no way. You go, after your hands touch it? No way.
Not a chance.
Absolutely.
If I wanted it as bad as you seemingly wanted that goddamn donut, I'd have ate it right out of his hand. I'd have let him feed it to me.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Roger, JP. Three WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 6:32. If your alarm just went off, well, you've woken up right in the middle of the great donut controversy. We had great donuts yesterday from Kings Park Bake Shop. Our intern brought in on the last day. Brett was looking at the box with her stand next to him and asked her a question about one donut. What kind is this? Because they were like specialty donuts and the other kind. And then she said peanut butter and jelly donut. And then JP's like, ooh, and reached in and grabbed that one. And Brett was like, oh. Oh, I did want that. And JP said, oh, you want it? And Brett said, no.
So I ate it.
And so he took it.
And loved it.
And you could feel it. Like 24 hours later, there's still a little, yeah, they might
not
be thinking end. About it, a little tension.
I'm tense now because he brought it up 24 hours later.
Good morning, BAB. You've heard the facts of the case. What do you think?
You know, I can tell just as a listener that Brett's voice is a little upset this morning. He's very, I don't want to say whiny, but you can tell he's upset. Hey,
okay.
The box of donuts comes into the office. You walk up. You get a donut. You get away from the box. Everybody doesn't have to sit around and wait for you to ask a million.
This
questions.
Was not a box of your run-of-the-mill donuts. these were each one
these
of these donuts were different
donuts.
And had.
And you know what?
So that's why I asked the question of what it was. This wasn't a chocolate glaze, and I go, "What's that?"
Let me post a little blame on our intern. Because if she knows that the peanut butter and jelly donut is the biggest seller, why'd you only put one in the box?
God, bring us four.
That's what's wrong with these millennials. They're stupid.
Having a little fun with it.
So let's blame Brianna. So that's another person we could blame.
Exactly. Maybe she purposely went out there and created a Thunderdome situation.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
Right.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock with Roger and JP. if your alarm just went off or you just got in the car, the donuts that came in here yesterday were amazing from Kings Park Bake Shop. Thanks to our intern, Brianna, for bringing them. But she also brought along a nice box of controversy into the studio because there was a peanut butter and jelly donut in there. And in looking at the box of assorted donuts, I mean, you just don't know what some of them are. They weren't just your normal group. And so Brett was asking the question about this one donut, and she said it's a peanut butter and jelly
donut.
And
I thought the top of that donut was interesting because it could easily win pumpkin spice.
Yeah, it could have been maybe. It was like a brown, but it turned out it was a glazed peanut butter glaze on it.
And that's why I asked.
But it could have went. Right. It could have went pumpkin.
So Brett asked what it was. JP heard the answer and swooped right in. His reflex was pretty amazing.
I didn't reach around you.
I was right
in front
of the
box. No, he was right over there. I reached in front of you.
I didn't reach around you. It's not like I was standing behind you. I said, I'll go over his shoulder, grab a donut, and pull it in front of his face.
Brett was in front of the box. Brianna, our intern, was next to him. And JP went from right that corner right there and came right in. And I got the donut. And Brett was like, oh. And JP said, oh, you wanted that? And he said, No, that's fine.
Stealth.
And then JP offered it to him. You sure? And then JP kept it. And there's been a little tension into the 24 hours ensuing. But quick, you've heard this story. Go ahead, sir.
All hail to the king of Raptors, Office Raptors, JP.
Office Raptors? He swooped right in. I mean, lightning fast.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich before anybody else.
It wasn't a sandwich. It was a donut. That's what made it special. If it was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I would have kept on walking.
You may have lightning quick reflexes, but your instincts were not great.
You had your opportunity when you opened that lid.
You did have your opportunity, Brett.
I didn't have time to.
I do believe the phrase is, you lose.
It was peanut butter and jelly.
No, that's not what happened.
Lead didn't even come out in the jelly.
Now you're making things up.
I don't know. We'll go to the camera.
And now
you're awful quiet over there.
Yeah, Ted, through your studio window, you have the perfect view right to where Brett was standing with Brianna and the box of donuts. Did you see the episode yesterday?
I didn't see that go down.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was in Brett's shoes, I would have just grabbed that donut before anybody else had the chance.
I didn't have time, Ted.
Trying to do the right thing is always a mistake.
Or when I offered it back, you would have taken it if that was something that you really wanted.
Ted would not have taken it.
No, I probably wouldn't have taken it at that point. I know you wouldn't have taken it from me if I grabbed it first. You would have said, you had to have that donut.
Me? Yesterday?
Yeah, you would have.
It just sounded good, but as soon as he expressed interest in it, I said, oh, you want it? Like, I wasn't tied.
I said, I'm standing right in front of the box with the pen holding over the donut. I said, what donut is this? And she goes, that's peanut butter and jelly.
And I grabbed.
And there goes JP.
That's not what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
If I was in Brett's shoes, I would have just grabbed the donut.
The donut.
But if I didn't want it? Like, the other one I asked about was a vanilla Boston cream. I'm like, pfft.
He didn't want that.
Right. I had that one. That one's still part of it. Still stuck to the desk in here. It was so good, though.
It was good, right?
Yeah. Right.
So Ted, you would. Brett, like, kind of you snooze, you lose. He didn't grab it in time. You would have grabbed it right away.
Yeah.
So being conscientious and thoughtful is a bad thing.
Yeah. Right.
That's what we've learned.
I've told you not to do that. Not to try and be nice. Just go for it, man. And deal with the content. But then JP would have crushed me for doing that.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're always reaching in the food, honestly.
Right. I would have gotten.
He reaches in, he takes like three steaks when we're at like these dinners at the station. Like, how many times have we seen this?
Right. And it'll take way more than he'll ever eat.
Ted is the original Office Raptor.
I would have had the donut.
And again, the minute I noticed that he wanted, I reacted quickly, but the minute I noticed that he wanted the donut, I offered it to him.
Right.
And you felt guilt about it for 24 hours.
I didn't feel guilt about it. I just didn't want to deal with it. You were pouty in here this morning, and there's one word answers, and I just wanted to clear the air.
All right. Well, it's good. Hey, Ted, it's good. Don't the air feel clear now?
Absolutely.
Very crystal clear in here now. All right, good. Problem solved.
JP, no. That's my breakfast.
Well, is that your advantage over me?
You cannot have everything you want.
Yes, I can.
Okay?
Sure can.
6:43. Here's Ted.
Sunrise Highway eastbound into the Hamptons. Lots of heavy traffic east of exit 65. Also westbound on the LIE.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.